fax from Sheila at Kessler's, but it really came from the station. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I know it's confusing, but you remember how weird that fax sounded.
Yeah, I do. That was really distant.
Well, guess what the sender ID was?
No, it wasn't. Kessler's Claiborne? The same as that fax with the internet address from the State Department.
Afraid so.
Who's doing this?
Could be Clive.
No, I'm not listening to that.
He had opportunity, he had access.
Did he have a motive?
Well, if he's an operative for the State Department, he sure did.
I still cannot believe you accused him of that.
Well, who else? Somebody is up there sending bogus faxes.
Oh, is that what State Department operatives do?
They do whatever it takes to muddy the waters.
And now we can't have any more decent coffee.
Yeah, well, sorry about that.
You should be.
Excuse me, sorry to butt in.
Oh, sorry, do you want another beer, Janine?
Oh, no, I'd better make tracks.
Well, don't be a stranger.
I won't. Maybe we can get together and beat Mike up again?
Count me in.
Hey, nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.
When did you two beat up Mike?
While you were being tortured by Chopper Man.
You mean Troy Tyson.
Who is he?
He's from Kessler's. He's a risk manager.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just troubleshoots problems before they get out of hand.
Well, just don't let him troubleshoot you.
Karen, I know you don't like this Clive thing, but think about it. He hasn't exactly leveled with us.
How do you mean?
He's never actually told us what Helen's research was all about.
Well, maybe he doesn't know.
He knows more than he's telling.
I hope you're wrong, Thompson.
Oh, you know what? So do I.
There, Edith. Everything's back the way you had it. Well, as best as I can remember. Satisfied?
Well, there is one thing that's not the same.
What now?
It's not as dusty as it was.
I saw a bag of horse manure down at Mrs. Galvin's garden. We could toss that around.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I'm sorry if I was a bit bossy.
Just shows you're getting back to your full strength, dear.
Maybe I am. I'm still supposed to take it easy according to that prison warden they've hitched me up with.
Oh, she's not that bad.
Oh, never mind. At least I'm home.
Now, where are my bracelets?
I put them on the counter.
Where? I don't see them.
By the cash register, next to the chewing gum.
No.
I'm sure I did.
You sure they're not in your pocket?
What are you saying?
Well, maybe you stuck them in your pocket, dear.
I did no such thing.
Edith, those are a family heirloom from my great-grandmother. You know how much they mean to me.
Well, maybe Janine picked them up.
You sure you put them on the counter?
100%.
Well, they're not there now.
Well, I haven't got them.
Hey, Karen, pour me a scotch. I won't be long.
Mr. Buchanan.
What?
I told you I'd find you.
Hey, geez, make yourself at home, why don't you? You gave me a fright. What are you doing sitting there in the dark?
Waiting. I like the dark.
Who did you represent, Mr.?
Tyson. Here's my card.
Ah. So you are with Kessler's. I thought so.
I'm here about your request for an investment in your theme park.
Merriwell? Well, I just thought the lease was due on the station and...
So you thought you could strong-arm us? Kessler's doesn't take kindly to blackmail.
Oh, I was just hoping they would recognize a good business opportunity.
And as it happens, I do have something for you.
Look, you don't have to... What I mean is, I found another investor.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to disappoint them.
What?
This is your $1 million. I hope you don't mind cash.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.